Charles Benke in studio with us, a horticulturalist. He was giving us some bird advice, too. You were telling me that some birds are on their way.
Right. We're having little wrens that will be arriving very soon. And I just got up my houses yesterday, reconditioned. I had to clean out the old mess that was in them. There's a lot of twigs and things. So they can start a new little nest. In about 2 weeks, they'll be here. And then also the hummingbirds will be coming back about May 5th. So people are getting ready for cleaning up their hummingbird feeders. Get it done within the next 2 weeks because they will be here by about May 5th, May 10th. They'll need a little bit of food.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about mulch. Craig, you were the first one, I think, to spot it at the gas station earlier this year.
I was on the mulch watch.
It's everywhere, the mulch watch. And it's out. People are buying them, getting it down, I guess. This is sort of the time to start putting it out there, or what do you recommend?
Yeah, now's the time to be putting down mulch, although you may want to let the soil warm up a bit. But also think about before you even put down the mulch, okay, why am I doing this? One, if it's weed control, get the weeds under control first that might be there, especially if they're perennial weeds that might be there. You might have to do a little job with like a Roundup product to burn them off, and then put down your mulch a couple days later so that they do not come through again. Also with mulch, remember, don't go deeper than about an inch and a half. Use your finger, index finger, up to the second notch there of your finger.
That'll be deep enough of your second knuckle. That's what would be there as well.
And that'll be deep enough. A lot of times mulch gets a little bit too deep. We see what I always wait for are the volcano trees, where the mulch is piled all the way up the trunk of the plant, which is wrong because that whole big area will fill up with roots.
You want it more like a donut then, right?
Right. So you want it laying flat like a donut. Actually kind of almost like a kind of a little bit of a bit trench and then a little bit of a
So you don't want mulch
burn.
Up until there's part of that tapering of the
Right.
The
you roots. Don't want to cover up that tapering of the trunk of the tree because that will injure the tree in time. It doesn't happen very quickly, but over time, you do this for 5-10 years, eventually you'll actually eat the bark right off from the tree.
Now, is mulch responsible for all those little spit-up things that kind of skip to the siding or that? Is that part of mulch? Or is that
It is if the mulch has been composted incorrectly. There's a fungus called Cerabilis, another fung word, Cerabilis. It's one of the mulch-inhabiting fungi that's out there, and then it spits off these little seedling, or not seeds, spores onto your house and make little black spots. And you think, oh, those are fly specks, but actually they're the Cerabilis fungus, the fungal spores that are there.
Okay, so put down the mulch and I guess—
Water it. Afterward, when you put down mulch, water it right away, and by watering it, you will encourage friendly bacteria to grow in there, and they will compete with the fungi, and you won't have a lot of fungus that will take over. You want the bacteria to outpace the fungi.
There's always this little battle going on between good versus evil when it comes to your garden, right? Good bugs, bad bugs.
There is. It's going on all the time. Microscopic, battles that are going on.
All right. I guess I have a good pair of gloves. I've worn holes through my gloves right now.
I have holy gloves
so
like
I'm just
that,
trying to get
too,
a good pair of gloves and make sure I have two left. Why do I have two left? It's like a left-handed glove, and here's another left one. They don't match.
Yeah, I have all these lefts and no rights. My right one has so many holes in it that why don't I just use a bare hand?
Sure. They should make a uniglove. Craig, can we invent that? Does that exist?
No.
Let's invent somewhere like that?
You can do that with knit gloves where they have a,
I guess so.
Doesn't matter.
Of course, we have our gardening expert, Fred Hauer, every Saturday morning at Plant Talk, 8 o'clock, brought to you by Pine Haven Garden Center and Greenhouses. What are you laughing about there?
You know, the more I think about it, the more I like your idea of a uniglove.
Sure.
Why not? You just have to make the thumb and the other one, just make them a little bit different. You don't have to do much.
Well, it's just the matter of the palm and the back sort of, because that's what you have to, there's parts of your hand that are being protected more from the glove. Anyway, how about some other gardening resources besides you that it's a good place for people maybe to get some good
advice? Well, again, I would tell you to look at a place called ohioline.osu.edu. There's a great collection of information on almost all plant material there that you can use. If you want to know more about the growing degree days, just put in GDD Ohio, and you'll see what's in bloom and what bugs are going to be coming along. You can go to this greenlightonline.com and learn about the soil temperature, the soil moisture, as a thing to know more about gardening. Just or listen to Fred Hauer on Saturday mornings.
Yep, he's always fun to listen to. He always gives us the things that are in bloom that he talks
yes.
about.
Yes, you must have a big yard.
Well, that's not, yeah.
Or he observes a lot of things.
Sure, he goes to probably some conservatories, some places, there, or the places where they have right. gardens in different parts of the state. But always good to listen to him 8 o'clock on Saturday. Hey, tomorrow is a busy Saturday on WEOL. We got high school baseball, the Center for Orthopedics, Diamond Dual Midviews at Elyria at 11, Keystone at Lorraine at 1 o'clock. And then we got the Indians at 3:35 and the Cavs playing at 7:30. But some high school baseball back here on WEOL. It's going to be hearing some of the Saturday baseball, and hopefully they got the fields all ready to go. The weather looks good for tomorrow, so we look for a good broadcast for that. Charles, we appreciate you stopping in this morning. Be sure to take that jar and your tick, take it home with you. And
it's right in my pocket right now, tightly sealed.
Yeah, but what are you going to do with it? Are you going to
flush it?
Okay.